Hello, this is Luan, December 7, 2006. It's a cold, windy morning out there, so I thought I'd expound on the history of, a little bit on the history of the universe, but mostly go into what's been going on planet Earth the last 100,000 years or so. All right, let's start with the Gnostic mythos, G-N-O-S-T-I-C. According to the Gnostics, the God of the Bible, Yahweh, is the same as Yaldabaoth, who is the supreme lord of evil. In the beginning of creation, according to the Gnostic mythos, the supreme deity, the Godhead, if you will, created a bunch of what are called eons, A-E-O-N-S. And these are some kind of super beings that are, well, also like a parts of reality or aspects of reality, but they're beings, and they are either hermaphroditic or they're pairs. It's not entirely clear to me. I think they're hermaphroditic, but they are composed of a male and female component that gives birth to offspring. I don't know what the Gnostics say, but personally, I get that there were 20 eons, that is, 20 male aspects and 20 female aspects. One of these was called Sophia. She was one of the female aspects. And she gave, well, according to the Gnostic mythos, she, I don't know, masturbated or something and got herself pregnant without any male input, and gave birth to Yaldabaoth, who is a monstrosity, a hermaphrodite. I'm sure there's something missing here. But anyway, this being turned out to be the supreme creator of evil. But let's back up a little bit. How could the deity create eons that could create evil? My own opinion is that this must have been like the first wave of creation or something, and God screwed up. He built these eons corrupt at the core. They were good at first, but they are all doomed to become evil in the long run. And I don't fully understand this. It has something to do with self-determinism, selfishness, service to self, all those issues, and I don't fully understand it, but I think the experiment had something to do with creating these autonomous beings that were seemingly separate from the Godhead, that had self-determinism, could decide, could make ethical and moral or type choices on their own. And like I say, there's a lot about this I don't understand. But in any case, all these eons came out with what feels to me at the core, what feels like bad energy, and has something to do with the selfishness issues. And these were not issues that had come up early on. You know, they were just latent there at the core of these eons. That's the best I can figure it out. Anyway, according to the Gnostic mythos, Yaldabaoth created this world. Personally, I don't think that's entirely true. I think he usurped the process of creation somehow. Or I say he, but it's actually, it's an it. Yaldabaoth is not, is male and female. But what I get is that before Yaldabaoth started in on this, there already were planets, this sort of thing, planets, rocks, trees. There were already fish. There were already plants. If I ask where these things trace back to, I do not get an evil vibe. I think what they trace back to is the eons, back when the eons were not yet demonstratively corrupt. then Yaldabaoth took over the process of creation somehow muscled in on it. And let's back up to what is physical and what is etheric, which is hard to define, but it seems to me that most life forms were already generated at a non-physical level before Yaldabaoth stepped in. So he just took over, you know, probably salamanders were already created on a non-physical level. So when I douse, who invented salamanders, I get a good vibe, but who created them in the physical, I get a bad vibe. So I think Yaldabaoth kind of usurped, maybe, I don't know if he was entrusted or what, but he usurped this process of creation. And there are a lot of details about this that are still unclear to me, but they're not a great concern here. All mammals, in cetaceans, all crustaceans, all insects have a bad vibe. All arachnids have a bad vibe. Snakes, a little bit, all these things have a little bit of a bad vibe because they trace back to Yaldabaoth's creation. And what about humans? Who created Adam? Yes, Yaldabaoth. Who was Eve? I do not know. Eve traces back, maybe was created by some other eons or something, but she does not have a bad vibe. Anyway, at one time I doused all this stuff. Right now there's not enough evil energy floating around to give me a crisp thing to get a good dousing read again, so I can't douse most of the stuff now. But what I got is that prior to about 105,000 years ago on planet Earth, now there's other inhabited planets where similar things are going on. I don't know too much about that. But about 105,000 years ago, there were 7 billion humans on Earth. I didn't really chase down what the history of Earth was prior to that, but Adam, Neanderthals, Cro-Magnons, all humans up to that point on Earth, I think, had an evil vibe, or virtually all of them. And then 104,000 years ago, there were 9 billion humans. 103,000 years ago, there were 14 billion. 102, 19 billion. 101,600 years ago, zero. So what happened there? I think it was probably Noah's flood, but I'm not totally certain. But there was, I think, and this is all pretty vague, that after the deity created these eons, much later there are other waves of creation in which came out better. There are real angels, for example. I don't know their description. All I get knows their vibe. They're positive beings, angelic beings that were beautiful to the core of their soul, unlike the eons. And there was some kind of a project to clean up Yaldabaoth's mess. And Earth figured prominently in this, and I don't know all the details. But anyway, benign beings were responsible for wiping out all the evil people. And I'm talking about genetics here. I don't remember now if I doubt that they were into black magic prior to that time or exactly what it was, but they all had this evil vibe stemming from Adam. And they were all wiped out, I think. I'm a little hazy on the details because Noah, for example, was a good guy, but his genetics trace back to Adam. So I don't know if they saved a few, if they cleaned them up, or what. Now the Bible talks about. I'm not a Bible student, but I know that if you look it up, Yahweh is equated with Jehovah. Personally, I get a good vibe off JHVH and Jehovah, and an evil vibe off Yahweh. Always have. And I'm convinced they're two different beings, and only fairly recently realized that the Bible mixes them up. The one of them is the evil god Yaldabaoth, and who is JHVH? That is not the supreme deity. Jehovah, I know Jehovah. We've interacted. Jehovah's cool. Jehovah is a very godlike being, a red Nordic. As far as I know, all Nordics are evil, except a small percentage of the red ones. The blue, green, yellow ones are all evil. But about 26% of the red ones are good, and one of these is Jehovah. But he had a lot to do with this project, and so I think did other beings. Okay, so there was a project somehow, or there's some projects going somewhere by good beings who dealt with genetics, and they were working for the deity. One of the projects they must have done early on is they took reptilians. There's a lot of different kinds of reptiloid races, so what I'm talking about here is specifically the reptilians that were, I think, created from scratch by Yaldabaoth. They're not quite physical, I don't think, as we are. These are the same reptilians who are associated with underground bases in the U.S., who David Icke talks about as having bloodline families and all this. Those reptilians were created by Yaldabaoth. And at some point, the good guys abducted a few of these reptilians and reworked their genetics and turned them into the most positive beings. They have the good reptilians have more positive energy to them possibly than any other life form, any kind of quasi-physical or physical life form that I'm aware of. And there's some other, you know, the Plejarans, Pleiadians, Lyrans, the good ones, have a great vibe, but the reptilians to me feel even better. They have, there's something that almost buoyant about their the positive energy of their DNA and the way they radiate positive energy. And I just really like these good reptilians a lot. They seem to be very superior to Yaldabaoth's reptilians in various ways I don't fully understand. So much so, in fact, that as I reported on my blog some months ago, there were a bunch. I don't know what happened to them. They've probably been, I don't know. Maybe they were cleaned up or dealt with or something in some way. But there were a whole bunch of hybrids that were developed by the evil guys who abducted some good reptilians somehow and bred them with some pure blood humans that did not have reptilian DNA to create hybrids that had none of this bad, funky reptilian DNA in them, unlike most humans, which do. I'll get into more of that later. And trained them as psychics and had them in underground bunkers and dormitories and attacked me with them. And then when I turned positive energy tools on these beings, they just almost, their energy just flashed out into positive energy. They just, I think they must have been completely useless as slaves for the bad guys, because their DNA just, it would not stay funky. You know, as soon as I turned positive energy on them, they just sweetened right up, and I'm not sure what all the ramifications of that are, but I just mentioned that as proof that even the bad guys recognized that the DNA of the good reptilians is superior for psychic warfare purposes, if nothing else. So anyway, these good reptilians apparently were in charge of the various human races monitoring and placement and I don't know what all. But I dialed this a while back. I dialed that 98,000 years ago, the Aryans were brought to Earth. I don't remember the exact spot. Maybe it was India. I don't know. I didn't douse it at the time. And the Aryans were very pure race, very pure vibe. Each race had its own distinctive vibe, but they all had a very sweet and evolved kind of quality to them. Then 96,000 years ago, they brought in the Negro race, which was very evolved in its own ways. Also 96,000 years ago, they brought in the Arab race. And they actually, the Arabs, I think, were originally placed in the Sudan, not in the Middle East. Now, I missed out on, there's another race, I think, I vaguely get that was, that may have been the Sumerians placed in Babylon or something, but I'm not sure if that was at that time. Or there was some other race, I think, placed north of what is now Palestine. And I'm only vaguely getting this now, and I can't really douse it. And I'm not sure, but it may have been Sumerians or I don't know what. Now, about 92,000 years ago, a Mongoloid race was also brought into Asia. And 91,000 years ago, the Hebrew race, Jews, whatever you want to call them, were brought into Palestine. The area, there's a very important vortex is all around apparently what is now northern Israel and southern Lebanon. As people who read my blog a couple months or so ago will know, there's a tremendous activity there during the recent war there that had a lot of tremendous ET activity going on. A lot of changes now for the better when there's supposed to have been changes for the worse. But anyway, the original Hebrew race was brought to this area, and they were very evolved spiritually, and they used the Hebrew language. And I only realized this a few weeks ago. Prior to that, I thought Judaism was another scam religion like Catholicism or Islam, but apparently it's not. Now... What happened next is the biggest tragedy of this of the last 100,000 years is somehow the good reptilians entrusted some corrupt reptilians. I don't know if they had infiltrated or if how this happened, but somehow corrupt reptilians were put in charge or allowed to be in charge of the Hebrews. This is the worst thing. This undid everything, all the work that they had done by wiping out the original human race and restocking the planet. And this is part of a project that was supposed to have ramifications all over the universe, probably. But this little item, because the reptilians were not able to do not have the skill that I presently have to recognize that these were black magic, D-O-R-oriented beings, they entrusted the Hebrews to them. So what did the Hebrews do? They chose two of the Hebrew women that had what they considered the most ideal. Now, you got to understand, reptilians, good or bad, are master geneticists, apparently. They just seem to be the race that is most into genetic manipulations and stuff. So they took two of the women and, raped them, used them for breeding, created hybrids of evil reptilians. Now, this is real funny that, incidentally, as an aside, that beings that are not entirely physical apparently have DNA that can interbreed with us. In fact, this is probably true of Nordics too. They're not physical, but they can interbreed with us, I think, and they can interbreed with the reptilians. But anyway, they created the first hybrids since, well, it may have been the first hybrids of evil reptilians into humans. Definitely the first ones on, you know, in that era. And eventually they had a whole mess of hybrids the way they wanted them. Well, they looked like Jews, and they walked like Jews, and they acted like Jews, and unless you have the skills that I do, which apparently almost nobody else in the universe ever has had, there's no way to detect them just, you know, walking down the street. But they were really reptilian hybrids that had been indoctrinated in Freemasonry type stuff, and probably MPDing and all that jive, black magic. And they were walking all around Palestine, and there was more and more of them, and eventually these master geneticists engineered a virus to kill off all the Jews that did not have the reptilian DNA. So all Jews on Earth that descend, you know, genetically, I'm not talking about converts or stuff, all the people that descend from these Hebrews anyway, all have this funky reptilian DNA. As an aside here, I will mention too that, and this came much later, I'm not trying to indict anybody for their DNA, because personally, I'm not in any position myself to cast any stones. But let's go to Jesus. What happened to Jesus? This is just a little tangent here that's kind of interesting. You may have heard about the Merovingian bloodline and how that supposedly was Jesus's bloodline. Well, the Merovingian bloodline does not trace to Adam. When I ask, you know, the roots of the Merovingian bloodline, it is clean. I do not know who created some of these clean human bloodlines, because those races that were seeded on Earth about 100,000 years ago, they all do trace back to Adam. You know, all those races do trace to Adam. They were just, the good guys did not start from scratch. They took humans that already existed that had Adamic roots, and they cleaned up their DNA, reinserted them into planet Earth. But there were also some human strains that must have been from a later wave of creation than Adam or something. And the Merovingian bloodline is one. I do not know much about it, except that, anyway, the Merovingian bloodline was, of course, infiltrated by reptilians. I think I once doubted that by the time of Jesus' birth, it was about 28% corrupted genetically with, you know, from evil reptilians. And of course, usually concomitantly with genetic corruption, there was the black magic practices. But actually, these things are not necessarily interlinked. There are intergeneration, in present time, there are intergenerational abusive families that I do not detect very much, if any, the corrupt DNA in, yet they still pass on practices. And on the other hand, there are plenty of people with very corrupt DNA who are not into black magic, so there's not always there's no cause and effect there necessarily. But back then, I think those things were usually hand in hand. I do not get, however, it does not feel to me that Jesus was of the Merovingian bloodline. When I asked for his mother, Mother Mary, her DNA, it feels even better than the Merovingian's DNA, and I'm pretty sure it's a separate line altogether. It's possible I'm making a mistake on that, but I'm pretty sure it's separate bloodline entirely. Now, I do not know where the Virgin Mary came from. But she had the most incredible vibe. No bullshit. Her DNA, everything about her just like, she feels like the ultimate human being, kind of. And I think she was a virgin, and she was supposed to give birth to Jesus parthenogenically, that is, virgin birth, so that Jesus, who is some kind of advanced spirit, I haven't really researched that much, except that Jesus is a real entity. He would incarnate into this body that had absolutely perfect DNA. That was the plan. But what happened? What happened? The reptilians abducted Mary and impregnated her with the hybrid reptilian of their choice, so that Jesus, they did what they... It's funny how they manipulate things, you know. It's like they knew in advance Jesus was going to be born, and instead of just completely... it's like they try to covertly manipulate things rather than overtly just like kill him at birth or something. And there's a lot of other incidents like this, and I don't fully understand the rules and regulations they follow or how it works or why, but my impression is they deliberately did everything they could to mess up Jesus' DNA. So Jesus was born with some vile, vile DNA. And I think the purpose of this was, of course, to prevent him from having the, you know, psychic abilities or whatever to carry out his mission. And it may be indeed that it largely messed him up, and maybe he would have accomplished a lot more if he had had the ultimate DNA that was put together by the ultimate DNA engineers of the deity. And similarly with the Jews, I think there are still Jews that have, I think there's something about the genetics of the Jews that may be tied in, or something about the destiny of the Jews with the vortexes in that location in the Middle East. And trying to collect my thoughts here. There's something very important about all this, and during the times we live in now and in the times we're approaching, it was, you know, intended way back then that the Hebrew race would do something involving these vortexes and spirituality and energy and I don't know what, and it has to do with some long-term plan that, of course, the bad guys wanted to foul up bad.